Okay, so we are glorifying Govardhan. Govardhan Puja was on Thursday, but we are celebrating today for some practical reasons. But actually, Prabhupada writes that Govardhan means, go means cows in general meaning. So because Krishna gave pleasure to cows, he is called Govinda. Is it? And because he increased the pleasure of cows, Vardhan. Vardhan means increase. That is why that's called Govardhan. So Govardhan, why Govardhan used to provide grass for the cows, water, so many things. Is it? That's why it's called Govardhan. So, but go also means senses, Prabhupada says. Go also means earth. It's goal. It's earth. And go also means devotees. So Krishna gives pleasure to all of them. Planet earth, to mountains, to his devotees, to the senses of his devotees. That's what his life is all about. Giving pleasure to others. And if you are with Krishna, you will never be frustrated in your life. Even if some frustrations come in your life, just like in Govardhan Leela, so much rain, Indrapurda rain, so much problems, so much anxieties, but still everybody was happy by the mercy of Krishna. So Krishna promised, Name Bhakta Pranashyati. This is the teaching which Krishna is giving by Govardhan, one of the teaching, Govardhan Leela, that my devotees will never get destroyed. And I will do anything to protect my devotees, because they can do anything to serve me. That's Krishna's promise, because devotee keeps his promise. So what is so important in Govardhan Leela? Why we are celebrating Govardhan Puja? There are so many pastimes of Krishna. Why we are not celebrating Trinavart killing day? For example, Krishna might have killed Trinavart one day, no? Or maybe why we are not worshipping Dhenukasur killing, something like that. We are worshipping only Govardhan. Because there are three things in Vrindavan which are testimony to the pastimes of Krishna. Evidence, Krishna Leela happened. And that is, first is Yamuna. Yamuna, yeah, Yamuna ji, she is there. And she was there at that time 5000 years ago. So she is testimony to the fact that Krishna was here. And the second is the dust of Vrindavan. Dust of Vrindavan. Still there. Many people go to Ramanreti, you know Ramanreti? And they take the dust. Or maybe that place where Krishna did Rasleela, what's that called? Nidhivan? They take dust. And the third evidence is Govardhan. It's there. So, Krishna's pastime is not mythology. This is a fact. Because there is a place called as Vrindavan. But there is a mountain called as Govardhan. It's still there in front of us. And Govardhan Leela is special because Govardhan Leela is a pastime when all devotees of Krishna were with him. There is never a point of time in Krishna's whole pastime when all devotees are together with Krishna at one place. So because of Indra's anger, all devotees could come together. So Krishna planned something stupid to harm, Krishna. Indra planned something stupid to harm Krishna, but somehow it turned out to be good for Krishna. That's Krishna's planning. And he took Govardhan, all devotees were together with Krishna for 7 days and 7 nights. And not only together, everybody could see Krishna for 7 days, 7 nights continuously. And Krishna, Prabhupada writes, Krishna sacrificed his hunger and thirst, his rest, just one hand, left hand, small finger, picking up Govardhan. And he was showing that I can sacrifice everything for my devotees. And none of the devotees for 7 days they ate anything. No food, no water for 7 days. Because their soul was satisfied by watching Krishna. Everybody was simply watching Krishna. He was standing in middle, everybody, millions and millions, lakhs of Rajvasis, cows, and everybody could see Krishna. That's pastimes of Govardhan. That is why when Indra, he came after this pastime, he came to ask forgiveness to Krishna. No? So Krishna was not that unhappy with him. He was happy. Because of him, all devotees got a chance to be with him. See? So he was happy. So sometimes people want to do something wrong to Krishna, but nobody can do anything wrong. Everything will be adjusted so very nicely so that Krishna's pastimes get assisted. For example, you see Ramayana, you see Raman. He wanted to really disturb Ram. Kidnapped Sita, wanted to harm Ram. But what happened? Because of Raman, Ram became famous. No Raman, no Ram. So that is why it is said that in Ram Leela, Hanuman, he did a lot of service to Ram. He was number one servant. But more than that, Raman actually did more service to Ram. Without his knowing. Because of him, Hanuman got opportunity to serve Ram. Is it? There's no Raman, no opportunity to serve Ram. What do you do? No Raman, no Meghdoot, no Indrajit. Nobody is going to shoot Lakshman. No Sanjeevani Booty. No Ashok Vatika. No Hanuman. Nothing. So that is Krishna's pastimes. That is God. Krishna knows how to engage everybody in his service. He engages. So many demons came to kill. Is it? Putna, Trinavat, Dhenukasur, Shaktasur, Bakasur, Pralambasur. So many demons came to kill Krishna. But what happened? All these demons, Kaliya, all these demons wanted to kill Krishna, but Krishna made a plan in such a way so that they were somehow doing indirectly service to Krishna. Some credit he gave even to demons. So all these Trinavart and everybody came and they wanted to kill Krishna, but Krishna's friends were enjoying. You see that demon who came, who was that? That bull demon. Arishtasur. He came to kill Krishna, and Prabhupada writes in Nectar of Devotion. When he came to kill Krishna, then Arishtasur was in form of a bull. And he was standing in front. And Krishna was standing there with his friend. And he was carrying a flower in his hand at that time. And he was putting one hand on his friend's shoulder. And Arishtasura is standing there. Krishna is standing here. All his friends and gopis were hiding in the bushes. And Krishna was not at all focusing on Arishtasura. He was seeing his friends. And he was laughing. This nonsense bull, you know, he's like a mouse for me. I can just throw him off, you know. What is that? I can create universes. What is this bull all about? But Vrindavan, but his friends were enjoying. Yes, there will be fight. No? So all these demons came to kill Krishna, but actually, all these demons provided entertainment to Vrindavasis. So in a movie, you need violent fight also, no? What kind of movie you make without any action movie? We don't have any movie without some fight, no? Everybody has some fight. So Krishna's pastime has everything. It has comedy. So in childhood, Krishna was doing so much comedy, no? Stealing butter, you know, teasing gopis, speaking lies, whatever. Then there's romance in Krishna's pastime. Gopis, Rasleela. And then there is action. So we need villain. And these were all villains. So they help to make Krishna's pastime interesting. All these demons. They help to actually reveal Krishna's glories to this world. Krishna is so powerful. No demons No power. Is it? On whom Krishna will show his power? And how will we know that Krishna is so powerful? The no Govardhan Leela? How would we have known that Krishna is even more powerful than Indra? See? How would we have known that Krishna is lifting Govardhan Hill for 7 days in his small finger at the age of 7? Nobody can do that. So Krishna in Govardhan Hill, that's why it's special. Because Krishna is doing many things at the same time. One pastime, many things. He is giving bliss to his devotees. He is making Indra, he is using Indra in his service. And he is simultaneously also destroying the pride of Indra. Indra actually became proud. Indra became proud because Indra was thinking that I am God. And what is this Krishna all about? So Krishna thought two options. I can kill Indra. First. Okay. I can kill Indra. And second option was, he can teach him a lesson. Now he didn't decide to kill Indra because Indra is, of course, Prabhupada writes, Indra is not a demon, no? He's a demigod. Somehow he got puffed up. So Krishna's plan for devotees is, he teaches them some lesson. He doesn't kill them. He kills demons. But his first policy is not even to kill demons. His first policy is to actually change them. That's what he wants. He tried his best to change Duryodhan. No? Venta Shanti Dut. So many things he tried. But nothing worked out. His endeavor is always for peace. He's God. But he chose to teach him a lesson, and then he stopped Nand Baba's yagya by his vakpatuta. You know vakpatuta? What is that? His eloquence of speaking, his rhetorics. He was a small child, 7 years old. And this tradition of Govardhan was like thousands of years old. Nand Baba, his Purvaj, everybody was doing it. But by his sweet talks and logical talks, if you read Bhagavatam, all discussions are there. He could manage to convince a 7-year-old child, convincing entire Vrindavan that don't do Govardhan Puja. On the day of Govardhan Puja. It's impossible. No. If somebody comes here and you made so much function and they tell, no, stop Govardhan Puja, let's have a feast. He says, come on, you know, it's done. So Krishna is like that. Krishna can do anything. When we see Gita, no? When battle was about to begin, he spoke Gita. It's unusual. It's all unusual. Why Krishna is doing so unusual things? Because there's wonder and excitement, no? What is so exciting if Krishna would have spoken Gita to Arjuna on a dining table? No excitement, no? One night Arjuna and Krishna are taking dinner and Krishna says, Arjuna, I want to tell you something. And he speaks Gita. So it's not interesting. So Krishna is always interesting. Always attractive. All attractive. And who is attractive in this world? A person who can do those things which you can't even imagine. That person is attractive. No? Those he'll do such things which is beyond your capacity to do. Then you get attracted to this person. Oh my God, he can run so fast. I can't do that. How he does that? So you get attracted to that person. Is it like that? So Krishna does so many pastimes which nobody can imitate. It's impossible. And he does all those things. He does Govardhan Leela to attract all of us. That's one of the functions of Govardhan Leela. In fact, so many saints are singing about Govardhan Leela. Not just one, two. All saints in all history, if they would have sung about Krishna, whatever they would have sung about Krishna, anywhere, nobody missed this pastime of Govardhan. Nobody. There's absolutely nobody. So, but Govardhan, you know, there's a speciality in Govardhan also. Govardhan is the best devotee of Krishna in Vrindavan. And Srimati Radharani says this in Bhagavatam. Radharani says, Haridasa Varyo. Haridas means servant. Haridas. And Varyo means best. So best servant is Govardhan. Why? Radharani says he's even better than me. Because Govardhan is a place which provides the opportunity to serve Krishna in all rasas. Krishna plays with his friends in Govardhan. Sakhiras. Krishna is there with gopis in Govardhan, in the caves, in the kunj. So Madhure Ras he tastes. Govardhan is providing a place for them. All the elderly Nandgopas, they also take cows to Govardhan. They are seeing Krishna, Vatsalya Ras. And all the servants of Krishna, when Krishna goes to play Govardhan, the servants come with lunch boxes. In afternoon, they give lunch boxes. So Dasya Ras. And the stones in Govardhan, they are putting trees. There are no stones here. There are stones in Govardhan? We put stones?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sweet stones.
So there were stones in Govardhan. Shantras. All Govardhan is best servant because why? Vardhan means increase. And go means service. One of the meaning of go is service. Is it? When you ask somebody to do some service, what do you say? Go, do that service. You say go, no? Is it? This prasad service. Prabhu, what? Okay, go there. Govardhan. So go anyway. Sanskrit go, one of the meaning of go is Sanskrit. Service. So service. Govardhan increases service. Govardhan Leela is very important to help us understand that we have to serve Krishna in all capacities. Not just one way we are going to serve Krishna. The best way to serve Krishna is chanting Hare Krishna mantra, his name. But then that's not enough. We have to do everything possible. Just like king. So you sing king's glories. He likes. But then there are his servants, his food, his entourage, so many things. Prabhupada says, this Govardhan is teaching us. Make Krishna happy in all respects. All respects. So everything you do should be perfect. Because Krishna is perfect, Prabhupada says. Everything you do must be extraordinary. Because Krishna is extraordinary. Everything you do must be special. Because Krishna is special. And Govardhan is doing that very thing. I think whenever Krishna used to go to Govardhan, the stones used to melt. And they used to become soft. So that Krishna's feet doesn't hurt. And whenever Krishna used to become thirsty, Govardhan used to produce spring there. He is walking and he produces spring. If he can understand that Krishna is thirsty and Krishna drinks water. Whenever Krishna wants to take lunch, Govardhan used to make plates out of his stone rocks. And still if you go to Vrindavan, there are plates on the rocks. You know this?
Yeah.
Thali is a place where Krishna used to take food. So if you, on the rocks, there are imprints of plates everywhere. Krishna used to put food and take. So he used to do that. Whenever Krishna wanted to play, Govardhan, trees of Govardhan, they used to produce flowers. And jewels for Krishna. So they take. Whenever they wanted to have some game, Govardhan used to make caves. So okay, children are going. They're playing in caves. That's Govardhan. Govardhan is always thinking how to serve Krishna. And that is why Krishna lifted him for 7 days and 7 nights. There's nobody, no devotee in past times of Krishna who got the touch of Krishna for so long. Oh God. Even Yashoda Ma, she didn't get touch of Krishna for so long. She used to carry him in his lap. How long? 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour? And he just sleep, you keep on bed. But Govardhan got touch of Krishna of one finger for 7 days, 7 nights. You can imagine. There's nobody so fortunate. He got the opportunity to serve Krishna. Govardhan risked his life for Krishna. That's why this pastime is important. Krishna was lifting, no? and Indra was raining lightning, and Govardhan was taking all lightning and all rain on him and trying to protect all the Vrajvasis. He risked like that, and he was not feeling pain, Govardhan. Although Indra, thunderbolt, no? So Indra was doing so many things, but he was not getting pain. Why? Because he was being touched by God. Little finger. So when you are in contact with God, Govardhan is teaching us, when we are in contact with God, in His service, we might face many difficulties. And we will face. It's not simple to serve Krishna, because Krishna is truth. And to keep up truth in this world where everybody is cheater, hypocrite, everybody is false, they speak lies, it's very difficult to keep up truth. So, it's difficult to preach, but by being in contact with Krishna, always 24 hours, you will not feel even a single pinch of pain. You're not going to feel. It's like Govardhan, he was lifting. And he didn't feel anything. He was actually jubilant, Govardhan. Govardhan, 7 days, 7 nights, looked to him, 7 seconds, as if nothing happened. Nothing happened. So that's a devotee. A devotee can serve him 7 millions of lives, but it will seem to him it's a 7 second. That is Govardhan teaching us. You see, so important fasting. There's so many teachings in Govardhan. And then it was due to Govardhan that actually Indra, you see, Indra and Brahma, there is a comparison made, like, so Brahma also stole cows, is it? And Brahma disturbed Krishna's pastimes. So Indra also disturbed Krishna's pastimes by rain and whatever it is. But there's a difference. When Brahma came to ask forgiveness from Krishna, Krishna didn't speak anything. He used to read Bhagavatam, he didn't speak. And Brahmaji, he circumambulated, went back. When Indra came and asked forgiveness, Krishna told, okay, nice, that's okay. And Indra also did Abhishek. He gave him opportunity to do Abhishek and everything. Why this difference? Both of them offended Krishna. But one offender, Brahmaji, he gets no mercy. Indra, he gets all the mercy. He gets all the mercy of doing Abhishek. He was fanning Krishna after that. He got all demigods. Why is it? What's the difference between both of them? The difference is that Brahma stole his friends. He separated his devotees. But Indra made all devotees meet. So that's the only difference. So what do we learn from this pastime? We learn from this pastime that if you disturb Krishna, he is not disturbed. But if you separate his devotees from him, then actually he is really disturbed. He go mad if you do something to his devotees. But if you want to make him happy, you make him meet with his devotees. You make him remember his devotees. That's what you were talking about, remember his devotees. If you make him remember his devotees, he'll be very happy. And that is what is Jagannath. What is Jagannath? We all know what is Jagannath. Jagannath is so merciful. So he has big eyes, no? Why he has so many big eyes? Why he has big eyes? Because, yeah, one, this point, because when he was hearing about his own pastime, Radha, Rajvasis, he bent into ecstasy. His hand bent inside. His eyes became wide. And this form is helping us to understand, yes, Krishna becomes very happy when he hears about his mother, his gopis, his Vrindavan. And that's what we are doing. That's why we think of Vrindavan and gopis. You know why we are always thinking of Vrindavan? Why we are thinking of always Vrindavan? Why we should think of Vrindavan, Yashodama, gopis, his friends? Why we are thinking? For fun? Because? How Krishna will become happy? You are thinking? No, but if you don't glorify. If you don't glorify him, if you simply think. Close your eyes and thinking about him. So why Krishna will become happy? You are thinking? If you are speaking something, We are glorifying Jai Radha Madhav, Kunja Vihari, Gopi Jana Vallabh. Singing to Krishna, Hare Krishna, you are singing. Krishna is hearing, oh nice, blessings. But if you are in meditation, you are not speaking anything, you are thinking. Just like Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj, he was always thinking. Thinking. Walking, talking, he is thinking. Why Krishna will become happy?
Because he's in your heart and he's thinking.
Good. Because when we are thinking of his pastimes, Krishna is in our heart, super soul. He is watching what's going in our heart. Just like we watch movie, Krishna is watching this movie millions and millions of lifetimes. Our movie. He's inside. He's seeing our mind. And he's watching a movie. He doesn't get entangled in that movie. We get entangled in that movie. Our mind is like a film. So many ideas come and go, come and go, come and go. And we are sitting inside and we are watching this mind. And we identify with this mind and start. Mind gets disturbed, we get disturbed. Mind becomes happy, we become happy. And there's Krishna also sitting with us. He's also watching. My God, what he's doing? What's happening with his mind? So when we think about Krishna and his devotees, Krishna is seeing, oh yeah, this is nice. It's movie for him. No? And when he sees, he becomes Jagannath. His eyes become. So that's the point. It's not that Jagannath is outside. He can be inside your heart. But if you know how to play the movie inside your mind, you have to always think of Krishna. And that's what is Jagannath Lila all about. Krishna is happy to hear about his devotees. And you know one more reason why his eyes are wide. Because Jagannath, he's searching for some service. He's searching. So wide eyes. As soon as anybody does some service, he takes notice. Because we don't like to serve, no? So, but he wants to give mercy. But how will he give mercy if you don't do service? So big eyes. He keeps on scanning. Anytime anybody is doing service, oh yeah, you did some service, okay, credit to you. That's Jagannath. He is very merciful. That's why he's big eyes. So that's Govardhan Lila all about. Indra made Krishna and his devotees meet. That's why he's very happy. Krishna is very happy. So Govardhan Lila is teaching us this fact, this quality of Krishna. That if you make Krishna happy, he'll not be that happy. If you make Krishna's devotees happy, and if you make Krishna meet with his devotees, then Krishna will be millions of times more happy. And that's what happened, Govardhan Lila. Indra made devotees happy. He offended Krishna, but he made devotees happy. They were not concerned. He offended Krishna. He wanted to kill Krishna. He was not concerned with Brajvasis. Okay, whatever happened, but I'll kill this boy. He stopped my puja. And devotees, they were happy. Oh, good. Yeah, we can have darshan of Krishna. So Krishna forgot about himself. And he thought about his devotees. Okay, he made my devotees happy. I must give him mercy. So Vibhishan was like that. So Vibhishan came and surrendered to Ram. And actually, Raman kicked him out. So Vibhishan came and he told Ram, I want your shelter. So everybody was denying. No, Vibhishan should not come to us because he might be a spy. He's brother of Raman. He can do anything. So Hanuman told, no, we should keep him. And Ram told, yes, we will allow Vibhishan to be with us. And it was a very risky decision. Because Vibhishan is brother of Raman, you can imagine. Brother of the enemy camp, and he can do anything. But Ram told, no, I will accept him. Why? Why did he give mercy to Vibhishan?
I guess because I love to watch Ramayana, and I think he left Vibhishan in his palace because Vibhishan told a secret to kill Ravan.
Oh really? But that was afterwards. Yeah, that was in the end.
Yeah.
It was not that this time.
Because Hanuman told Ram to be
No, Hanuman told Ram to keep, but all others were denying, no. Sugriva was saying, don't keep. Jamban was saying, don't keep. All others were saying, no.
Because he surrendered.
That's what the point. Everybody was saying, he is surrendering, but that's his plan. It is plot. That was their point. Don't accept him. These demons are very cunning. They will speak some lie, they will do some plot, come and then they will destroy all of us. Is it? But Ram said no. Because Ram is God. No. Because he knew that Vibhishan was serving his devotees. How? Because when Vibhishan came to Ram, he left one person back in Lanka. Who was he? Who was she? Trijata. His daughter. And Trijata was there with Sita in Ashok Vatika. And he told Trijata, see, you should take care of Sita. Because Raman's demons, they are all harassing Sita. You please be there, take care of Sita. And she was taking care of Sita, you read her mind. And so he left his own relative in the service of Sita. And that's risk. He offended Raman. Raman could have killed everybody, no? Okay, Vibhishan is run away, take his wife, take his daughter, kill them. That was obvious response, no? Was such a mad person. But he didn't do that. Vibhishan took risk in the service of Sita. So, because Vibhishan served Sita, devotee of Ram, Ram became very happy. Ram told, yes, I will accept him. He knew. So that is what is a secret which Govardhan is telling us. Govardhan. Vardhan means increase. Go means happiness. If you want to increase your happiness in Krishna consciousness, if you want to increase happiness of Krishna in Krishna consciousness, you just have to do one thing. Just one thing. Serve devotees. That's all. Serve devotees. If you don't serve devotees, Krishna is not going to become happy. That's what is all about, Vaishnavism all about. So, who is a devotee? Well, they are kids, they are not devotees. And they are all neophytes, they are not devotees. And this devotee doesn't know how to talk. He is not devotee. Who is a devotee? I am a devotee. So, I'll serve myself. You see, that happens now. So, don't think like that. It's like nonsense thinking. Who is a devotee? Who is a devotee? Anybody who comes to Krishna with sincere heart, he is a devotee. Simple. He might not be that elevated. He might not know how to talk. He might have bad habits. And nobody is pure. Nobody goes to hospital when he's healthy. Anybody goes? Nobody goes. When you're sick, you go. So everybody is sick here, no? You're all sick people. We are all diseased. Diseased by envy, lust, anger, greed, our stupid ideas. Diseased with this conception, I am this body. So diseased with the misconception, this material world is so nice. There's nothing nice. So we all are diseased, and this is hospital. This is a hospital. And this is treatment. Now I'm giving you counseling. No? So psychiatrist, you go to psychiatrist, no? In America. Psychologist, they give you counseling, psychological counseling. So this is a psychological counseling session. It's not a lecture. And then afterwards you'll get prescription also. I'll give you a prescription. And then medicine counter is there. That's a medicine counter. So that's hospital. Prabhupada said this is a hospital. So people come here. No problem. They have problems. Everybody has problems. But the fact, they have come to the hospital for treatment. That's a big thing. Because who wants to get treated? Nobody wants to get treated. No? Who wants to get treated? So that's Govardhan Lila all about. It is teaching us. It is teaching us so many secrets. So many secrets. And that's why we worship him. And okay, what do you want to pray to him today? Tell me, I'll finish here. What do you want to pray? What prayers now? What happened to you? You want to pray anything or what? Something you have to pray.
Make a servant like you, so we can serve the Krishna.
Okay. Okay, good. We can pray that just like you serve Krishna, you risk your life for Krishna, and you made his devotees happy. Similarly, give us this power and intelligence so that we can also be at least 0.0001% like you. We can serve devotees of Krishna. That's what we can pray to him. And by his mercy, we can become very nice devotees. Everybody prays to Govardhan in Vrindavan. There's nobody who doesn't pray to Govardhan. Even Mahaprabhu went to Govardhan. And he wept there. So, we can do some kirtans today. We'll do prakram also, no? Okay. And then I'll talk something about Prabhupada, because today is Prabhupada Disappearance Day. Actually, today is not Govardhan Puja. So, today main is Prabhupada Disappearance Day. And that is more important for us than anything else, because he gave us this knowledge. So, that's what the main event today is. And we celebrated Prabhupada Disappearance Day in the house ourselves at 12 o'clock. We sang something, glorified him. So I'm going to continue that. I'm going to speak here about his books. We'll attend that. And thank you very much for listening about Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.